We have overcome multiple obstacles.
Persevere.
That was pretty dope.
Since this is a fly-by-night operation we're running here, this is all staying in.
The way it just fades away so perfectly. That's Thank Redline you. Drive, Thank our you. New intro song for like the last 8 months. And
has it been that long?
I want to play.
It feels. It feels like it's been a long time.
I want to play like NASCAR. Like after I hear that,
I do too.
Like that, I want to crank up the PlayStation and play some NASCAR.
Heck yeah, brother! Well, hello and welcome to episode 123 of Wada Hockey, where we talk all things Texas hockey and the stories and culture that surround it. I am Fink, and I have the entire crew here. We're all here today. So before we dive into everything, you know the drill. Make sure to follow us on all social media platforms, all at Wada Hockey, even Threads, which, let's be honest, is probably irrelevant and dying already. But what? That, yeah, I said it. That being said, with everyone here, let's catch up with the gang. Pat, starting with you, man. Welcome back to the podcast. How you been? What are you doing? How's life? You got big old bruise on your arm, but it's voluntary.
It is voluntary. I've been doing good, man. Went down to Lago Vista last weekend. That was a lot of fun for cousin's kid's birthday party. It sounds weird to say that. He's yeah. kind of like a nephew. But yeah, dude, just working, playing some golf. Looking forward to the concert calendar the rest of the year. Got some big ones coming up. Super stoked for that.
What's on the top of the list? I know Sleep Token is probably up there.
Yeah, Sleep Token's number one for sure. Nice. We're going to see Metallica in 3 weeks.
Nice.
Phew.
And we're going to the Sunday, which is Five Finger Death Punch, which no one cares about. No. And Ice Nine Kills is opening, which is one of my Ooh. Other favorite bands.
Mm-hmm.
Can I say something that might offend some of the people that listen to this?
Please.
Go for it.
Five Finger Death Punch is heavy metal for rednecks.
That's so spot on.
And Republicans. And we're not trying to get into like a political spat here, but let's be completely honest here.
Who was it's it?
Not
Five
good.
Finger Death Punch.
Was it the drummer, I think, that found his way to my Instagram? Remember that?
Oh. I do wow. remember
We all
this.
Had a real good laugh.
We cater to a specific audience, apparently.
I was like, huh. Okay. Are you lost?
Oh.
All right, geez. Little buddy, let's get you back where get you back home.
Yeah. Go ahead and get back over to Talladega. Oh,
yeah, go get to the
you might
handle.
You might piss off some Five Finger Death Punch fans, which
I'm sorry, their music yeah. is. And you know what? Here's the thing. They're actually a great group of guys. I think there was a special needs guy or a guy who was like down on his luck that was just a huge Five Finger Death Punch fan on TikTok, and they reached out to him and like basically paid for him or paid his way to come do a show and all this kind of stuff. So they're good people, but I'm not part of that.
I'm not about it. But, you know, it is what it is. Tickets were free, so.
Hey, now.
Hey.
And then, what else we got? I think Pink is probably second on the list. Don't give me that face, Shannon.
Wait,
yeah. Pink right. is a talented artist.
Pink?
Yeah, Pink.
Okay, so what? Whatever the rest of the song sounds like.
Yeah, I mean, you pretty much nailed it.
She's got a cool. Wait, is she still married to
Travis Pastrana?
No.
Wasn't
wow.
He...
wow.
No, sure Brian Deegan. Okay.
Brian Deegan.
Okay, sorry. Wrong motocross.
No, it's fair. You know what? When you say motocross, no one really goes like deep dive. They just go, oh, yeah, Travis Pastrana.
No, it's Carrie Hart, I believe.
Oh, shit.
Okay.
No. Wrong on all counts.
Wrong.
Name one. Jimmy McGrath. Okay. Jimmy McGrath.
Whoa, I haven't heard that name in a long time.
Why are we just throwing out names?
Is
this episode Jeremy is going to be completely off the rails, by the way, everybody.
Yeah.
So just buckle up.
Do we have anything hockey related to discuss?
We do. So we fielded some questions from people anonymously so they could hide behind the internet. And they asked some hockey questions. So we'll dive into that for sure.
Well, that's all I've been up to. I don't have anything else. Somebody
fantastic.
Else.
Fantastic. Shannon.
Hi.
Hey, girl.
Hey.
We overcame some technical obstacles today.
Yes, we did.
But we found out that you have a voice changer, and you just now told us about it. But don't press any of the buttons, because we don't know how to change it back.
That has to be like a last second thing until we figure out how to disable it.
Yeah, that's your sign off.
I figured it out, though. It's okay. We're good.
Oh, you figured out how to take them off?
Okay.
Oh.
So what you been up to?
I think we kind of talked a little bit about last week how I am moving.
Yes. Moving on up. Yes.
Moving on up to the literal east side of Prosper. Not going too far, just laterally 20 minutes east. Yes, Jason.
I'll text you about it. I don't want to give your
sorry, fans.
Away. No, like I just there's a specific area in Prosper that I was thinking, and I didn't want to just like throw it out there in case it was, you know.
You didn't want to give away your like general vicinity.
Do it. I'll just lie.
That's fair.
Well, now we'll.
Yeah, that's true. Our Artesia area. Are you in that area?
No.
Okay.
All right, we got to pause.
Like,
time out. Time out.
Yeah, somebody's
echoing. Time out.
Shannon, you're moving to East Prosper. Patrick. What else is going on in your life?
Patrick, reel it in.
School's. Jason, it's my turn.
Somebody's got to produce this shit show.
Get him. Yeah. So school's
Jason,
starting up again soon.
Going?
Yeah, school's going, and the kiddos are getting back to school. That's exciting. A little more free time for mom.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely. Very exciting. The fall league is coming up. That's just for two kids to be in house. That's $3,000. That's fine. Everyone look forward to feet pictures. They're coming soon.
No.
Whoa. Hey, I think that's going to answer some of the questions that we got. So,
yeah,
available for purchase.
So. Yeah. Also, can we like all just post a picture of our feet on the Wada Hockey page and then let them figure out who's who?
Oh my gosh, yeah. We totally should.
But it's just a picture of the big toe.
No, that'd be way too obvious.
Done.
What if we all paint our big toes the same color?
Okay. Ooh, that would definitely clear up some stuff.
And then maybe we'll all shave the hairs off. Obviously not Shannon. So no.
Maybe. You never
unless
know.
You have hairy feet. Yeah, don't know you.
No, I'm good.
Well, Jason, you're on the podcast too. What's up, buddy? How you doing, man? Is young Maximilian back to the schooling soon?
On the 14th is whenever he goes back. So next Monday, not this coming Monday, the next.
Got it.
Excited, or whatever.
He's
great.
He's been having a time lately, huh?
Dude, he's gonna be with me all week because Kelly's back at work right now. Her uncle just passed last week, and so we're kind of doing some funeral service stuff this week too. So I just took off work after Monday. Today was like my first day off, and I just like got the rest of the week off. So I was like, all right, cool. We drove all the way up to McKinney for some snow cones. I have a friend who owns a snow cone shop up there, which by the way, shout out Funky Monkey Snow Cones out in McKinney. On Virginia, go check them out. They are not paying for this. That's just a natural shout out. Best snow cone I've ever had. There, I said it.
Keeping it natural.
Yes,
keeping it
beaten
natural.
Bob Snow Cones and Mesquite. All those Mesquiteites out there. Yes, you heard it. I said what I said.
Mesquitians.
Mosquitoes.
Yeah. Mosquitoes, if you will. Yeah. So yeah, that was it, man.
I'd be remiss. If we didn't talk about not just the best snow cones in the world, but the best hockey bags in the world. The one and only. Yeah, I am.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about those bags from Conway and Banks. Tell us a little bit more about it, Jason.
Dude, I even switched over my Conway and Banks bag this week. Or no, 2 weeks ago. I went from the green and yellow one to the red one. I switched to the red one. So,
oh, you went back to the OG.
Yeah,
the
I went back to the red Goal Light Red. Yes,
the
Goal Lamp Red. Yes, absolutely. So, people, if you guys are looking to replace that old moldy hockey bag with the busted zippers on the side, you know, go check out conroybanks.com. They make premium quality bags. They're built to last. They got they got giant waterproof vents on the side. They got a foot mat that comes out. That's my favorite feature on there, dude.
Yeah, the moisture wicking foot mat.
So it keeps my feet dry, clean, sanitized from those nasty locker rooms.
They're so
all nice. Right. Use code WhatAHockey10 and get 10% off your order. And, you know, go get your gear to the rink and
I guess that just leaves me.
Not a real good fade out there. Sorry.
Hi, no, Fink. Okay. How are you?
Yeah, how was your weekend?
Weekend was okay. Actually, it was pretty good. It was my mom's birthday last week, so happy birthday, Mom.
Happy birthday, Mama Fink.
We went and celebrated her her birthday on Saturday night. Had a nice dinner. This little delicatessen called The Keg in Arlington. It's a steakhouse. They've got really good stuff there. It's a fantastic establishment.
It's near the highly recommend Six Flags, yeah?
Yep, yep. Out that way.
Lord mercy. Yeah,
really low key. Until Monday night, we skated and with a group that shall not be named. And I scored a goal within the last minute of us skating, and Shania Twain's Man, I Feel Like a Woman played immediately as I scored. So I decided the only way to celebrate was taking my clothes off. So I ripped my jersey off, and it was extremely freeing. And you know what? I don't regret a bit. And I got a video of it. And thankfully, it's pretty grainy, so you can't see how pale I am. But just know, it's really pale. So, all in all, good week. All in all, good weekend. Super excited that we're all here. Also super excited for the third line draft party coming to North Texas, located at NITEX on August 25th, 6th, and 7th. There are a few spots left, so go to thirdlinedraft.com. That's draught.com. And make sure to get signed up today. There will probably be going around doing some guerrilla marketing, doing some interviews on the spot at the draft party on Friday night. They've got a restaurant set up at NITEX called Zuroma, Sicilian Italian, Gabagool. So it is going to be fun. You know what? Even if you don't sign up, come out to Zuroma on Friday night and hang out. It'll be a good time. They have drinks. They have food like pizza, pepperoni chips I've seen on the menu. It's going to be a really good time. So also don't forget to go over to saucetoss.com. Use code WATASAUCE for 10% off your entire order. Listen, it's we just got out of July. Christmas in July is officially over. So that means that the next Christmas is the real deal. So if you kind of get ahead of the curve here, go to saucetoss.com. If you've got a hockey player in your family, you want to start getting gifts out of the way already. I know a lot of people are kind of psychotic when it comes to that, and they start knocking stuff out in the summer. Which, good on you. Good on you. You can get coats for discounts, because ain't no way we wearing coats when it's over 115 degrees outside here in Texas. Mm-mm. So head over to saucetoss.com, code WATASAUCE for 10% off your entire order. And yeah, get your gear to the rink in style.
Hey,
you like that? So I'm going to be honest with the listeners here. We have officially reached the quote unquote dog days of summer.
Peak
and
off season.
One of the worst parts of the quote unquote dog days of summer is there's really nothing going on in the hockey world. And when I mean nothing, there is absolutely nothing going on in the hockey world. In the Stars realm, there is literally nothing to talk about right now. You know, you've got the we've already gone over it. The Matt Duchene signing, the Dadonov signing, you know, all these signings and the prospect camps, all these things going have officially kind of like the dust has settled, so to speak. So we did get a couple of things kind of thrown our way. I will say, I'm going to surprise the gang with this one. The Allen Americans have released their promotional schedule for the next season. So the 2023-2024 promotional schedule for the Allen Americans. There's a couple of good ones on there. Pineapple.
We have Princess Poppy joining us.
Yeah. Patrick's done his hair up. Looking real nice. You got the normal, you know, you got the whiteouts, military night, teddy bear toss, which is on December 23rd. That'll be a fun one against Rapid City Rush. A new one is the New Year's Eve Gold Rush, and that is, as you guessed it, on New Year's Eve. they've got a blackout, an MLK Day, Hockey is for Everyone, Police versus Fire, Michael O'Reilly McDonald's Night. See what I did there, Jason? Shout out Mike O'Reilly. There's a couple, though, I do want to touch on.
Okay.
The first one we've briefly talked about, and I'm going to be honest with you guys, not super pumped about this. Don't know if I'm going to make it out. On Saturday, November 11th, I'm sorry, Friday, December 1st, against the Grizzlies, the Allen Americans will be having a Swifty night hosted by Prolific One. And I got to be honest with
Taylor
you.
Allison Swift?
Sure, whatever
that deserves
her middle
both
name is.
Sound clips.
And I got to be honest with you guys. This whole Swifty thing, this whole like Taylor Swift phenom that's been like building up for the last however many years, I am so sick of it. I'm
you
so tired
like
of it. I can't. I just don't want to. I don't want to see her dumb face anymore. I don't want to hear her stupid songs. I'm sick of her talking about getting dumped by every guy she's ever dated. And whoever stole her scarf and put it on another person or wore it, good for them. Was it Jake Gyllenhaal? Okay. Was it Jake Gyllenhaal?
What?
I don't know. I saw some stories. It's literally in my face everywhere I look. I go to the bathroom and I see Taylor Swift everywhere.
Okay, so I have to ask, though, is it in your face because people are constantly throwing it in your face? Like, they're constantly tagging you in it. And
I'm essentially
bullying you into hating Taylor Swift more than you
I didn't like her. Yeah, I didn't like her to begin with. And then these Swifties have just... you people are ruthless. It hurts my heart because I don't like her. I genuinely do not care about her. I don't think she's good. I don't like her music. You know, it is what it is. Shania Twain is my queen. So apparently if you say you don't like Taylor Swift, guess what? You get tagged in every single thing that has anything to do with Taylor Swift.
That's because it's fun to piss you off. That's the only reason.
It is. If I'm being completely
honest.
You do make it really easy.
If you just don't react.
I stopped reacting. And they still did it.
What are you doing right now?
This moment.
It's because I gave up on not reacting. I gave up.
Oh, we're reacting again. Okay.
Yeah, I'm in my reacting phase or era or whatever
era.
She says.
Era, yeah.
I'm in my reacting era.
Hey, I'll be completely honest, dude. I've never willingly seeked out listening to her, so like
I haven't either, but guess what? Because I have it's happened more. But bringing it back to sports. I'm stealing that one. I'm really excited because the Allen Americans are also hosting on March 9th against the Kansas City Mavericks Top Gun Night. And it says presented by Top Gun. So I guess Tom Cruise is going to be there.
The Top Gun.
I guess they got a deal with the Top Gun.
Wow.
It's interesting. And then, of course, you got your Harry Potter night, fan appreciation night. So, but yeah, the Allen Americans roster is continuing to take shape. Colby McCauley announced that the Americans announced that Colby McCauley was coming back. So another guy added to the mix. Someone that is not going to be with the team, but excited for his future is Colton Saucerman, friend of the show. He is moving on, going overseas to play, I believe, in Europe. So good for him. Congrats to him. Another friend of the show, LA, Grissom has re-signed with the Swamp Rabbits, so shout out LA. I guarantee you we can get him back on the podcast. He'd love to come back on.
Didn't somebody else just sign with Swamp Rabbits?
I want him on the show again.
I don't think it was. Yeah, he was awesome. Great shoe game. I don't think it was the Swamp Rabbits you're thinking of. I think that would be Mr. Andrew Durham re-signing with the Peoria Rivermen.
Oh, I thought that was a Pensacola Ice Flyers.
Yes.
No, he was. I think he went to the Ice Flyers last year and then shifted over to the Rivermen. Another guy that was with the Ice Flyers, friend of the show, Seth Enzer. He has signed with the Knoxville. Hold on, it's the Havoc, I think. Ice Bears. So he went from the Ice Flyers to the Ice Bears.
Ooh,
rawr. But are anyway, rawr. Like we said. Bears? No, I think they're regular bears that just appreciate the cold.
Oh, so they're not like those. I don't know if you saw that.
Like you, Fink.
I like the cold.
Did you guys see there was like a meme going around from China? Well, I don't know if it was a meme, but about like it was possibly like a fake bear that just looked like a human.
The sun like bear? Standing.
I don't know. What? I'll have to try to find this thing and just send it to you guys.
Yes,
it's
please
so
do.
Weird.
Uh-huh.
Please
it
do.
Looks like a person wearing standing a bear up. Costume.
Uh-huh.
They don't awkward. Need like the fat insulation like regular bears. So when he stands up, like his butt is just like flabby rolls that looks like a bunched up costume.
Uh-huh.
It's hilarious.
God, I felt that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Hold on.
Let's assemble.
But yeah, so like I said, there's really not much going on.
You can just see the picture from the preview too, so it's perfect. Sorry.
There's really not much going on in the hockey world right now. So we decided that we were going to post, what is it called? The NGL. I don't know what that stands for, but it's where you can send.
Not gonna lie.
Oh, okay. Thank you. That's where you can send anonymous questions or anonymous comments. So I posted one for the WADA Hockey Instagram, and that's going to be the bulk of our content today. So we don't know who sent these. If you recognize your question, thank you, or your comment, thank you for giving us something to talk about, which there are some hockey ones in there. The first one, it just says body count 6, which I think we all know what a body count is, but I don't know what
gonna abstain from that one.
What you're referencing?
Yeah.
This one I liked, so I'm gonna throw this one to you guys. What was the best day so far this year? What was the best day? We are well over halfway through the year now in 2023 AD. So if you can think back through this entire year, I know it's been a whirlwind for all of us, and I am sitting here now thinking of
I got mine.
All the good days that I had. Shannon, what was the best day of the year so far for you?
Best day of the year for me, June 23rd. You want to know why? You want to know why?
Yes, I want
to know
why.
Ask me why.
Well, hey, Shannon,
okay, here's why. Because it was the very first day of Guns N' Hoses.
Oh, yes. It was fun. Good times.
That was fun. That was I was really with all the people that I love so very much.
Are you cry? Don't cry.
Maybe.
No woman. Oh, no cry.
So, yeah. No, I think I'm going to have to say April 25th because it's not too hot, not too cold.
Oh, God.
Not too cold. And all you need is a light jacket.
This was going to happen.
The perfect date.
Sorry, I couldn't remember the actual date. I had to make sure that it had already passed. So
yeah. That's I respect that. I respect that. I don't know. It's been a pretty fun year. I don't know if a specific day sticks out, but I'm gonna steal Shannon's answer because there was so much build up to get to that point of us announcing it and then bringing people together and then it actually happening. So yeah, definitely that day was a lot of fun for it to finally happen. I had more butterflies taking the ice for that first game than I think I've ever had, even like the first time I stepped on the ice without knowing what I was doing. So Yeah, I'm going to steal that answer. So thanks for making it easy for me, Shannon.
Mainly because it was also like a Friday at like 10 a.m.
And like, that's
not normal hockey playing time for me. So like, it just felt weird for me.
a.m. instead of
p.m. I loved it.
Yeah, exactly. We're typically playing 12 hours later.
Pat, what about you, man?
I think the day of the Blink concert was the best day so far.
Good answer.
July 5th, 2023.
Laughed, cried, yelled.
Yeah. Absolutely.
All the emotions, everything was fantastic. And I didn't have work, so like all we had to do all day was just look forward to the concert.
Nice.
It was awesome.
Yeah. Heck yeah.
Yeah, if I have to steal a day, that's actually, I'm going to steal Patrick's day. Like, you stole Shan's, that's fine.
Heck yeah, Link was steal that day, man.
Nothing wrong with that.
You don't have to steal it. You can just have it.
Man. Yeah. You guys can share it.
I was going to say, I mean, same situation though, man. I didn't have work that day. There was, all I did was look forward to going to Blink.
Yeah. It was awesome.
Plotted my route. Like, hey, I'm going to go this way. I'm going to park over here. I'm going to go to Mockingbird Station while I was parked and then pop on the Dart line for $3 rather than paying like $30 to park downtown. So.
Sounds like you got it all figured out, Jay.
Heck yeah. Actually, can I change mine? Can I change mine?
Sure.
No.
Who's
No, I'm changing it.
Change it, dude.
The day was July 19th.
Oh.
And actually it was before
that.
Look at this
photograph.
Nope. You're close. The day was July 10th, and a little band decided they were gonna post a new logo on their social media signaling their return. And that little band is headlined by a guy named Scott Stapp. Oh, yeah. Creed is back, baby. And they're back in a big way. Creed announced that they were returning. And then they said, we're not going to go on a tour. We're going to make you guys go on a cruise. A Caribbean cruise. And then it sold out. And I did not get tickets. But Creed is back, baby. So, yeah. Shout out July 10th. That was my best day of the year so far. I live a simple life. Next, what is not a question, it's a comment. It just says, nothing to say, just ready to see y'all and drink beer. And I I echo that sentiment.
To
whoever
you
are.
Thank you.
Yeah, we want to see you. We want to drink beer with you too.
Sounds like a real man of genius.
This next one may cause a little bit of a kerfuffle, a stir, if you will. Uh-oh. And it's hockey related. Uh-oh. So here we go. What annoys you most in your hockey world? What annoys you most in your hockey world?
Lord.
Patrick, what annoys you most?
The people that do nothing but yell shoot the entire game.
Ooh, that is a good answer. If we were on Family Feud, I would be clapping saying good answer loud right now.
Yeah, snaps for that.
Snaps.
That's definitely one.
I become acutely aware of it the more annoyed I get, which is it's a vicious cycle.
Mm-hmm.
And, dude, it drives me fucking insane.
I agree.
You don't always have to shoot.
Mm-hmm.
What annoys you more? People yelling shoot at a hockey game or people doing the wave at a baseball game?
Oh, man, that's a tough one.
Because the wave is not something you do at a baseball game. It's not something you do at any game besides a soccer game.
I think shoot at a hockey game because it's more prevalent. The wave typically lasts like half an inning, maybe.
Yeah.
Shoot is like, oh, it's our fourth power play of the game. This person has yelled shoot 74 times so far.
I'm with you on this. I support you 100% in this.
Thank you.
In this endeavor.
Yeah. 1,000.
Shannon, what annoys you most in your hockey world?
It's a toss up.
Okay.
Sort of on the other side of what Patrick said is when, if you have the shot and someone tells you to pass, that bothers me so much. Okay. That bothers me. So I'm like, nope, I'm just going to go for it. But probably more than that is when people don't wash their gear. If I can smell you from the other side of the ice, we got a problem.
If you have a Conway and Banks bag, though, you don't really need to because it's got those giant vents on the side.
That's a great point.
It's always to like air it out, though. Like, I mean, yeah, it's always good to air out your shit.
Definitely, definitely.
If I feel like I'm going to throw up because you skate past me or you're in my vicinity, you might want to wash your gear.
Now my gloves are starting to get the stench, too, right now.
Did I smell today when we skated?
No, but somebody did. Somebody did.
Ooh.
I think it was one of the teenagers on the other end.
Oh yeah, I mean that is the that is deodorant yet, so.
That is the specific age group of humans that do not take care of their gear.
Oh, okay. You know what annoys me?
Yeah,
you know what grinds my gear about?
Yeah, tell me what grinds
what grinds your gear.
My hockey world right now are tell the me. Youth people who are the youth right before beer league.
Could have left it at that.
No, like right before beer league games, because they take all four of the locker rooms rather than just whatever locker room they were assigned, or they just pick. So like when we're in there changing, sometimes, you know, are out and you got a fucking 12-year-old walking in trying to get his Dallas Warriors gear out of there.
Oh, that's like, okay. Now you're getting rink specific. We know which rink you're talking about.
So, you know, the way to fix that is to pick their bag up and set it outside. Yeah,
that's true. Typically we do, but sometimes it depends on who's there. But
that's fair.
It does get weird sometimes.
You have to be careful with that because, like, safe sport and stuff like that, yeah, it's a whole mess.
Yeah.
It's fucking weird.
But it's also a little bit on the – it's a little bit on the rink, too, to a degree. It's like if you assign locker rooms to people, you should monitor and be like, you know, hey, you're in 1 and 4 or 2 and 4. Then you go in. Yeah. I mean, I get that most places they keep the doors unlocked, which is I understand to a degree. But yeah, it does get annoying. What annoys me most in the hockey world? Where do I begin? I'm going to say it, and this is probably going to rub a lot of people the wrong way, and I'm fine with it. But the way I was brought up in the old hockey world, it's white laces, and that's it.
No.
I said it.
I mean, I agree, but you're going to ruffle some feathers.
And you know what? I've told the people that have these bright colored laces to their face, don't do that. Mm-hmm. Stop it.
You know, I was a fan of black laces for a very long time, but then I got a lot of crap from one Andrew Durham. So now I have white laces.
Mm-hmm. And you know what?
Thank you, Andrew.
I've been one of those people that out of a spite, I put yellow laces in. I've done that before.
Yeah.
I'm not above it, but it's really like, unless you're playing A League and you got teams looking at you and you got yellow laces on, just bring them white laces in. Just wow. Wear white laces. Waxed, by the way. I can't do the cloth laces.
Always waxed. If you don't.
Mine aren't waxed.
What? Mm. I was just about to say, what psychopath out there doesn't have wax laces?
Me.
How?
It's me.
But how? Like, I'm legitimately asking. Like, so
that's fair. I mean, I do have lace bite. Like, I have like a serious case of lace bite because I tie my laces extremely tight. So it's just what I live with. I got some crusty ankles.
All right. I'm here.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the, and the number 69 on a jersey. Stop. You're not Shorzy. You never will be. He's a fictitious character. As much as I want to be him, I know I can't. Because he doesn't exist. He's not real.
This guy named Jerry. What's the next question?
What's that?
What's the next question?
What's the next question? This one's another comment. Gotta make stickers, shirts, and jerseys with y'all's logo. It's so clean. Thank you for that insight. We should do
that.
What
an idea.
We should do that.
Huh.
If Dallas would have won the cup, where do you think the parade would have been held at? I'm going to go Dallas. The town.
I'm gonna go with Dallas.
Yeah, right out in front of AAC, maybe down to like
you're so brave.
In front of City Hall.
Yeah, yeah. I think Lower Greenville's got their own parade. They've got that pretty much on lock. So, as fitting as it would be, because it's Greenville.
Ooh.
I still think downtown Dallas ending at the AAC, very much like the Mavericks in 2011 when they had Dirk up there on that. So, yeah, exactly like that. Moving on.
Let's wait, get real to follow up really quick. Sorry, oh, hold yeah, on. To yeah. follow up with that, who do you think would have sang We Are the Champions?
Well, judging by the fact that when NHLers, NHLers doing celebrations is a bit more rambunctious than I think most sports, in my personal opinion, mm-hmm. because those guys can get in one very fast. It'd probably be Sagan. Sagan would grab the mic and just be sauced out of his mind and sing that song. I could absolutely see it. Shirts Same. Off, obviously, to show off that he has abs.
and
I,
just
I kind of imagine yeah. Ben doing it, like stepping out of his shell and like becoming completely opposite of like low energy Jamie Ben, and just like turning it up and just like
I mean, annihilated. I'd love to see. Yeah, some personality. Yeah, I'm fine with that. Or maybe even Dadonov.
For whatever
Dadonov,
reason.
Like, yeah, with his Russian accent, like exactly. Which I'm not going to imitate because it all comes out like German. yeah. So, but yeah, I think Dadonov would be really funny. You know what? With the team that they had last year, Max Domi, another candidate for someone that would just get absolutely blasted and say whatever into the microphone. I think he's another guy that would have done that. Yeah, I think those guys. Or you know what? Dark Horse, Wyatt Johnson. Not even legal, Ooh. But he's going to do it. Which brings another question. Do they just yeah. kind of like breeze over the fact that Wyatt Johnson's not 21 if he were to win the Stanley Cup and just get blasted?
No, he's Here's just drinking cider. Cider. He's just drinking yeah. cider.
It's just the apple O'Doul's. Juice. Yeah.
O'Doul rules. No. It's Heineken 0.0.
Yeah. Oh, I'm fun story. F1 really ads. Quick. Real quick side story about that. I went and saw a random concert at Toyota Stadium in Frisco where FC Dallas, Dallas, it's so stupid, plays. And it was One Republic in the Fray. That was something else. That was something else. But they showed an advertisement for, this is when Heineken 00 came out, and everybody booed. They were like, what's the point? It tastes like shit anyway.
I have one question about Heineken real quick.
Yes.
I want to see if it's just course. Me.
Is it why?
No.
How dare you?
Am I the only one that thinks Heineken smells like weed?
No, you're not the only one. And I would go
what
so
I imagine
far.
Weed would smell like.
Yeah,
I don't
if
know.
I were to ever even get near that illegal stuff. No, I think I'm with
but
you. It's skunky. No, I never would. It's skunky.
Oddly enough, like I've never been close enough to a Heineken. I can't help you here.
Heineken and Stella Artois are two of the most overrated beers ever created. They taste like absolute piss.
Plus one.
Yeah. And Corona. Yuck.
Corona Yuck. Was the first beer I ever tasted. How's that for an intro
say,
beer?
There you go. A little insight.
My first few beers were like over at Mike O'Reilly's house, and they were like six Coronas.
Heck yeah, man.
And I was wasted.
I'm crazy right now, man. I'm bouncing off the rails. So next question. Don't need to dive into this one too deep, but you probably could. Is heaven real?
What?
Is heaven real?
Next question.
Pass.
Heaven is whatever you want it to be.
Yeah, man. Next question.
Heaven is a Whataburger that doesn't take 35 minutes to make your food. Back to a hockey question.
A doesn't heaven exist.
Is heaven is a half
yeah.
pipe.
Yeah, remember that song?
A good song? Yeah.
If
yeah.
I die before I wake.
What a day. Do the Stars take a step forward or regress? Who will be the big surprise player for this year for Dallas? Will the new seats suck? Who wins the divisions? Probably not going to go over the divisions because we didn't really do the research on it. So
that's later.
Yeah, that's later. Let's start with this one.
Give me 2 weeks.
Yeah. Do the Stars take a step forward or regress? Shannon, you first. Forward, backward.
I think now that we have Nil for two more years, we're going forward.
Okay, good answer. Jason, forward, backward.
There's only one way to go, and it's up, baby.
All the up and up. Patrick, forward, backward?
Forward.
Forward. I agree. I think we're all in agreement that This team, now that they've had a full season under their belts with the additions that we've made, are only going to get better. Who will be the big surprise player this year? Shannon, go on the hot seat.
I don't know. I don't know.
Okay, Jason, hot seat.
I don't know if it'll, Jason, be, a it'll be a surprise, but I think Wyatt's just going to come out of his shell even more and take the stage here and just put it on the table and show everybody what he's made of.
I like it. Patrick.
Mason Marchment.
Ooh,
that's wishful thinking on my part. I want him to be good.
I want him to succeed.
I think we all want him to do well because we're paying him good money to do well, and we need him to do well. I'm going to say Scott Wedgwood's going to be healthy all year, and he's actually going to be a standout backup goalie. Please come on the podcast. Will the new seats suck? Will the new seats suck? No.
They're going to have cup holders. No. They're going to be great.
I can confirm that the new seats are great.
Oh, you've already sat in the new seats, yeah.
In the playoffs, yeah, they had the upper deck seats
They were already in there.
So the seats are good?
Yeah. They're awesome. Cushioning. They have cup holders that you can put beer in.
Yep, we are. Yep, Shannon, like new Jumbotron where it's going to have the up and under. So, like, depending on if you're sitting, like, low, where we all sit down in the hundreds, you can look up and see up inside the old Jumbotron to see what's going on in the world. That's neat. Pretty cool.
I really think that's pretty sick.
How neat is that?
I think it's awesome.
I love technology.
And I think that we're all going to be in an agreement that the Stars are going to win the division. I think this is their division once again to lose. I think that they have the team to do so. I think they're a phenomenal regular season team. So, yes. Let's see. What is the... This isn't a question, another comment. You could start a cult if you really wanted to. I'd drink the Kool-Aid. Thank you.
Thank you
for that.
I've been watching How to Become a Cult Leader on Netflix.
Is it good? Because I think I might start tonight.
It's interesting, although my initial impression was that it's a little too playbooky.
Okay.
Cult-y. That somebody could
actually run real with it.
Yeah, realistically, Steve was like, do you think somebody's out there like taking notes on this? I was like, yeah, that was the first thing I thought of.
That's why Fink's trying to go watch it.
Heck yeah. I gotta further this, you know, whoever made that comment. Guess what? Yeah,
it is
Kool-Aid coming out, baby.
You're signing up, bud.
It was Flavor-Aid. Don't slander Kool-Aid. Okay. Just by the way.
That's my
fault. Never.
Is that a known fact? Yeah?
That it was Flavor-Aid?
Instead of Kool-Aid?
Yes.
Okay, cool. I'm back on the Kool-Aid train a little more. You know what?
Yeah. Heck yeah, man. Oh,
I'm gonna go
yeah.
Get some this week.
Heck yeah, man. Get you some Kool-Aid. Also, shout out to the convenience store that's down the street from my house because apparently Kool-Aid has like individual bottles for sale of Kool-Aid. I did not know that, but they have them at this convenience store. And let me tell you, it tastes just as sugary as it did when we were
Twist-Off ones?
Like, yeah.
Twist top.
No, not the ones. Not the ones with like the cool cap that you would like suck the juice of.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? No, this one has like a screw cap. It's like a 16 ounce screw cap Kool-Aid. It's really good.
What genius out there got together and put the water and the Kool-Aid mixed together?
Yeah.
And just bottled it and was like, yes, please.
Yes, we're in. We're in like sin, baby. Why does Tommy Daniels not allow you to do more with the Americans? Boy, do we have an answer for you. Tommy has been great to us, but we don't talk to Tommy when it comes to doing anything media related with the Americans, and we've done quite a bit. So check yourself before you wreck yourself. Shout out to Elizabeth with the Americans, who is their social media lead. She has been phenomenal to us, and she is the one that we talk to whenever we want to get some of these guys on the podcast and do some stuff with them. And we are going to be doing more with them because we have some people behind us that we didn't have last year. Shout out Dalton, that will be able to bring some more video content aside from just spoken content. So that's going to be really exciting. Look forward to doing that. But yeah, nobody tells us what we can and can't do except our parents. The last one that I have for you guys, and it's a doozy. Spill the tea on your first kiss. That's literally what it said. I was in sixth grade.
Go ahead.
Well, the first one that I can remember, I was in sixth grade. I was in choir. And I was in one of the practice rooms. And there were dares going around left and right. And someone said, I dare you to kiss her. Her name was Angie. And I kissed her, and I kissed her good. I think. I don't know. It was the first time. I don't know. No one's good at the doing it the first time. So, yeah, that's my first kiss. God, I miss those days. Life was so simple.
So simple.
And what about you guys? What was your first kiss like?
I've never done it.
I never kissed anybody until Steve and I got married because I didn't want to live in sin.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Same.
Wow. Okay. Cool. So I'm just a piece of shit sinner. That's awesome.
No, definitely not, man.
No. It's fine. Not my first, it's fine.
Her name was Emma, and she was up. She was in the Great White North.
Oh, Canadian. Oh, kisses.
We don't know her.
No.
Oh, you actually do.
Oh,
you actually do know Canadians.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Oh, no, yeah, absolutely.
My mind immediately went to, no, I do have a girlfriend. She's just from Canada. You wouldn't know her.
Oh, yeah. No, she lived a few houses over from my grandma's house where we'd always go for the summer. So shout out to my parents for sending me to grandma's house for like a month, like without real supervision other than my grandma.
To grandmother's house we go.
It was awesome. Fucking ripping four-wheelers in the bush. Like, awesome.
Heck yeah. Rip that bush, dog.
Oh, Lord.
Phrasing?
Yeah.
Phrasing?
What?
Boys will be boys.
Let's assemble.
What about you, Shane? Oh, wait. No, you haven't kissed anybody. Sorry.
What else we got?
That's it. Now,
okay.
Before we wrap things up here, we talked a little bit about a concert and you know, the concert's coming up, and Pat, how you're looking forward to Sleep Token, and we were talking about just eclectic concert events and kind of like very interesting crowds, we'll say that. So Pat, you brought this up. You said that I believe it was Tech N9ne is coming to town with who else?
Hollywood Undead to Bomb Factory on Halloween.
On Halloween. So that, imagine the crowd. And that led me, and if you guys have an example of this, please do share. I went to a little thing called Rave of Thrones. For those that don't know, the unaffiliated and uninitiated, me being one of them, because I never really got into Game of Thrones.
Tuesday.
I know. Shocker. Hodor, the guy who played Hodor, is a Swedish house DJ. And so he came to the Americas and literally played like Game of Thrones rave style concerts. And so I got roped in at the time to this. And when I tell you, the vast amount of people, one, tripping balls on whatever drugs that they were on versus I guess the percentage would be 70-30. 30% of those people were tripping on acid. 70% were dressed up head to toe like Game of Thrones characters. There were like, they're not dancers, but like the people, the acrobatic people that like spin in the rings at like
Cirque du Soleil.
Yeah, Cirque du Soleil acrobats. They had those there.
Yeah, aerial acrobats.
And I mean, acrobats. When I tell you the absolute feeling that I got when I walked in here and saw people dressed up like that, they were from Middle Earth, and then the people tripping on acid, looking at the people like they were from Middle Earth, was one of the most sensational nights I have ever experienced. If you ever get
to
go,
try not to freak out because you're mixing Game of Thrones and Lord of the Rings.
I'm fine, whatever.
Oh, with Middle Earth.
Oh, you're not fine.
I can't live like this.
Show some respect.
All right, yeah. I will not
go back to the Death Star and think about that. Okay.
Yeah. I'll see
do
you guys
better.
I'll see you guys in Gotham. But yeah, it was. I don't know Game of Thrones. There's dragons.
Or Lord of the Rings, apparently.
I love Lord of the Rings. I love Lord of the Rings. I will take a trip to the Shire every night if I can.
You need to do better.
Yeah, you know what? You're right. I'm going to go run through walls and go to a fictitious wizard school.
Wait, so did Hodor
play the door? Now I'm all over the place. What?
No, I want to know if Hodor played the
Never let him know your next move. Awesome.
No, he did. Yeah, Hodor came out on stage, whatever his name is, and he like put together like a 45-minute set, and people's eyes got super dilated, and I was scared because I didn't know what that meant. And I drank wine. That was the weirdest part. Yeah, it was very classy. I had plastic wine cups. It was awesome. But anyway, I don't know if you guys have any weird concert experiences like that, but that's all I have for this episode, honestly.
Honestly, the Tech N9ne crowd, having been there several times on my own, is very eclectic already.
Yep.
Not to say that you should avoid Tech N9ne concerts because they are an absolute blast, but combined with Hollywood Undead will be interesting, to say the least.
I agree. I also, speaking of Tech N9ne, I think that the Americans are going to be playing the Red Kingdom song at some of their stuff this year. I know it's meant for the Kansas City Chiefs, but the Americans, they are red. They are living in the red. Redemption. All the red things. So,
does Taylor Swift have a red album?
I don't know, because I don't care. I said it.
I do have one other piece of advice.
Okay.
Kacey Musgraves at the Bomb Love Factory.
Her. What's the
worst Kacey concert I've ever been to?
Oh, that's a bummer.
What's a Kacey Musgrave?
She is a country pop artist.
And dims is why I don't know who would a Kacey Musgrave is.
But I don't think it's as much of an issue in a big venue, but I like to call them big hat people. If you're a big hat person, you should reevaluate your life decisions. They are the fucking worst.
Big hat, like Damn digga dome, digga dang dome, like whatever the guy with the big, like super high bucket hat.
Not Doug Dimmadome.
No.
Owner of
the Doug Dimmadome.
No, it's out wide hats.
It's the trendy,
I'm sure there was a lot of Shania Twain.
Yeah.
I'm sure there was. Trendy.
Oh, like the Colton
Saucerman
hats. He wears the trendy hats. The trendy hats. We know he
does. But he also has a beard and can pull it off in the hipster sense.
Right.
So it works for him.
Good point.
But I have never encountered a more rude and inconsiderate group of people in my entire life. And that's not an exaggeration.
Bummer.
I bought this hat at a boutique in Canton. So, no, you are not going to tell me how to wear it.
No, I'm going to keep it on because I did not prepare.
I will pray for you.
Yeah, I will pray for you. I see you have tattoos, so you obviously have sinned.
Yeah. So, I'm just going to chill.
Unbelievable.
Right there.
Yeah, Karens were bored in the country world.
Yeah.
I fully believe it.
And I'll report back on the Sleep Token crowd. I think that'll be an eclectic group, but should be a good time.
Dude, I used to work security back in the day, like concert security, and that's kind of how I knew that that guy that hooked me up with Blink down there.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the concerts I worked was K-104 Summer Jam. So, huge rap lineup. It was great. Young Jock was on stage, and this guy who was like maybe the second row back, he just like kept throwing shit on the stage, right? Like pennies, condoms. Like, there's dancers on the stage, and he's like throwing them at him, right? And the dude's like security guard is like looking at him, like, dude, you better cut the shit, man. I'm gonna come down there and fuck you up. And then the guy's like, I don't believe you. There's a wall of people right here. I'm good. So he keeps throwing shit up there. And it is the last song of the set for him. And then dude nails a dancer. I'm sorry. I should call her.
Whoa.
Sorry, I didn't know. She was a dancer up there. And nails her like in the head with like a coin or something. And the dude's security guard just like runs off the stage and just like starts beating the shit out of this guy. And like all that, like this, like happened. Like he jumped over my head into the crowd and to just like beat the shit out of this guy. And so like I'm having to like grab him and like pull him back. And at one point, like, as I'm pulling the guy off who's beating the hell out of this guy, the other guy, like, started to swing back. And, like, I somehow got him, like, interlocked in my arm and, like, got him to stop. I was like, hey, you shut the fuck down. Ah! And I, like, got, like, this weird, like, tone on me. Like, I knew what I was doing at some point. But I've never been in that
first altercation before. In your life.
So I'd never thought that was going to happen.
You could say he fucked around and also found out.
Found out, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which is the natural progression when you fuck around.
That is true.
Absolutely. And then the only other, like, worse experience than that was, like, at a 311 and Snoop Dogg show. Some girl decided to
Combination.
Oh, absolutely. When you're talking about Tech N9ne and Hollywood Undead, like, 311 and Snoop Dogg, but you know.
I love 311. Like,
oh, no, same. And yeah. I love Snoop Dogg. So, like, there was a perfect show for me to go to, but I had to work it instead. But some girl decided to crowd surf, and which at, like, 311, like, why are we crowd surfing at 311? One, and two, like, if you're going to crowd surf, maybe you should wear undergarments?
Oh.
Oh, that was strategic.
Yeah, yeah, well, it wasn't strategic whenever, like, she was, like, launched off and you have to, like, try to save her. That, like, that was, like, from hitting the ground. And so that was...
Does this somehow relate to hockey gear smelling bad?
Yeah.
Ew.
Anyway, that's been the show this week. Thank you guys for tuning in. A little bit off the rails, and that's okay. We like to have fun here.
I hate it here.
That being said... Pat, you want to start us off?
Yeah. Stay sassy, as always.
Yep. Shannon?
Make good choices.
There it is! We found it!
I know you guys teased it, but I was not expecting it.
Oh, God, in the laugh!
Oh my gosh, stay moist, y'all. Oh my god,
Jason.
Oh,
I already said it, dude. I just said it.
Okay, I couldn't hear you. I was laughing.
And sorry, Save.
Don't for any reason, even if you're bringing it back to sports, forget your Kermit tattoos. God, I can't wait for you to hear that.